twists Master Jesus, twists the Lord. You're welcome to the Voice of Rest on BS 88.5. Invite your friends, your family. Is time for us to eat and wine with this King. Let's pray. Everlasting Father, we honor your name for who you are. You are the beginning, you are the end, you are the first, you are the last. Thank you for this wonderful platform that we want us to propagate the gospel of the kingdom. The anointed one lives his life, speaks his powerful words, and ministers mightily, powerfully, dynamically through a union as one, as in all of us. And because we say, hallowed be to your holy name, in Jesus' name we pray. Praise Master Jesus. I want to talk about our union with Christ at five. Our union at five. In John 17:21, the Bible says that Jesus says, I pray for them all to be joined together as one, even as I, Christ, and the Father are joined together as one. If you remember in John 10, Jesus said, my Father and I are one. Then the preceding verse, the verse next to it, he now says, I pray for them to become one with us, so that the world will recognize that you sent me, Christ. In other words, Jesus says, I pray for them to be one with us. That means that you and I, one with the Lord, in union with the Lord. That means the prayer of John 17:21 was actually talking about union with the Lord, not union with man, but union with the Lord. Said that they will be one with us, with the Lord, so that the world, that is to say, one. The union with the Lord causes the world to know that the Father sent Christ. By being in union as one with the Lord, the world will know that the Father sent Christ. Being in union with the Lord is what causes the world to know that the Father sent Christ. This union, what does it mean? Union means being one with the Lord, that God and man became one in the person of Christ. But the Lord and the God and man that became one in the person of Christ, there's something Bible say, live in union with that Christ. If you go to Ephesians 4:24 in Passion Translation, it says to be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ, the glorious Christ within as our new life. Live in union with him. Say after me, I embrace, I am transformed as I embrace the glory as my new life, the glorious Christ within as my new life, living in union with him. I am transformed as I embrace the glorious Christ within in union, living in union as one. I embrace the glorious Christ within as my new life, live in union with him. Praise Master Jesus. In John 17:22, Jesus now made a statement, another statement further. He says, for the very glory you have given to me, I have given them, so they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity we are enjoying. For the very glory you have given to me, I have given them, so that they will be joined together as one and experience the same unity that we enjoy. In other words, in union experiences with the Lord, we are morphed into divine matrix with this King, fully connected with it. In union experiences, we are morphed into divine matrix with this King, fully connected with it. Say after me, I am transformed as I embrace the glorious Christ within as my new life. I am transformed as I embrace the glorious Christ within as my new life, living in union with him. I embrace the glorious Christ within as my new life, living in union with him. Praise Master Jesus. In union, we are morphed into divine matrix and fully connected with it. Two, Bible said the same unity that the Father, the Son, the Word, and the Spirit are enjoying. Bible said the same unity we enjoy. What is that unity? If you take of faith, what is faith? Faith is the Jesus is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that yet to be seen, that's become a reality within us. The substance of things that is being hoped for. Jesus is that substance. The evidence of things that is not yet seen. Jesus is that evidence. And that Christ is now in us. In other words, the unity of faith, what does it entail? If you read it in Ephesians 4, verse 11, in the New Translation, the Bible says, the unity of faith, the unity is believing exactly what the Son of God believes. That is one. Two, knowing accurately what the Son of God knows concerning us. That means we believe exactly what the Son of God believes. That is one. Two, knowing accurately what he knows concerning us. And all these things is found in union. Praise Master Jesus. If you go down to John 17, 23, the Bible says, you live fully in me, Christ. Christ lives, Christ is not making that the statement. He said the Father lives fully in him. And now, Christ lives fully in them, which is man. So that they will experience perfect unity. In other words, once you are living in union, one, the world will start knowing that the Father sent Christ. It's yet to know that the Father sent Christ because the body is not living in union with the Lord. That two, we experience the same unity the Father, the Son, and the Spirit that is enjoying. I say you have given them my glory. In that is in union, we are morphed into divine matrix. We are morphed into divine dance with his king. Christus, divine dance, divine matrix, fully connected with it. In union, we know exactly what the Son of God knows concerning us, and we believe exactly what the Son of God believes. Praise Master Jesus. He said, as we live fully, as the Father lives fully in Christ, now Christ lives fully in us. We will experience perfect unity. What does it mean? When God talks about unity, union between himself, the Father, the Word, and the Spirit, the union between them, and man, we're now in union with the Lord. He said that we experience the same unity. That means the glory of the Lord, which is the Lord himself, our spirit man, our soul, bone and marrow, becoming one. In other words, that will start our innermost being, the core of our being, becomes the primary being of manifestation or expression of who God is. If you remember, the Bible said that the core of our being is where the spirit, soul, bone, and marrow meet. If you remember, man is flesh and blood, but Jesus is flesh and bone. Bone. He says, bone and marrow, spirit and soul, becomes one, joined together, meet in a being called the innermost being, the core of our being. Bible says the more we live in union with the Lord, the more our spirit, our soul, bone and marrow becomes one, which is our innermost being. Praise Master Jesus. See after me, I am transformed. As I embrace the glorious Christ within, as my new life, live in union with him, living in union with him. Praise Master Jesus. Verse 24. John 17, verse 24. The Bible says, Father, I ask that you allow everyone that you have given to me to be with me where I am. Jesus is making this statement. Jesus was praying to the Father that he will allow everyone that he has given to him to be with him where he is. In other words, if you read Ephesians 2:6, the Bible says we are co-raised with him, we co-ascend with him into glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm. Now, we are co-seated as one with Christ. Now, we are co-seated as one with Christ. In other words, in union, our co-seatedness as one with Christ in his executive authority of God's right hand becomes an experience. Jesus. And what you want to experience, that's what you call elevated sight, that everything will become naked and open before your eyes. Praise Master Jesus. That means in union, according to Ephesians 2:6, now we are co-seated as one with Christ in his executive authority of God's right hand. That's what union does. Co-seatedness will begin to find expression in and through us. Praise Master Jesus. In Acts 24, Jesus says, they will see my full glory. Very important. They will see my full glory. In other words, in union, we see his full glory. What does it mean? If you read 1 John 3 verse 2, the Bible says, when Christ is made visible, we shall see him as he is and will become like him. In other words, anything we see, we become. If we see his full glory, we become the manifestation or the full expression of the full glory of the Lord. That is to say, in union, we see full glory of the King of Kings. In union, we see full glory of the King of Kings. See after me, I am transformed. As I embrace the glorious Christ within, as my new life, living in union with him. Praise Master Jesus. In union, we see the full glory of this King. In verse 25, Jesus said, you are my righteousness, you are my righteous Father, but the unbelieving world has never known you. In other words, in union, the other unbelieving world are people that are yet, that you believe in Christ does not mean that you believe in him. Praise Master Jesus. That you believe in Jesus Christ, you are my Lord and my Lord, doesn't mean that you know him. He said, the unbelieving world does not know you. That means in union, we know him. How, the degree of knowing him, we know all and everything. In union, we understand all and everything as we are understood by God. In other words, in union, we know and understand everything about Jehovah. In union, we understand. He's even written in Matthew 11, 28 and 29 in Passion Translation. He said, come to me, I will refresh your life because I'm your oasis. He said, join your life to my life and learn of me. In other words, every learning that comes out of union is an authentic learning. Praise Master Jesus. In union, we know Christ. We know and understand all things about Christ and about ourselves. In verse 26, Jesus made a statement. Christ says, I've revealed them to you who you are, and I will continue to make you, the Father, more real to them. That means in union, the Father is revealed and make more real to us. In union, the Father is revealed to us in more real, becomes more real to us. In union, the Father, the living Word, the Spirit, becomes more real to us. In preceding verse, it said, so that they may experience the same endless love that you have for me, Christ. That is to say, in union, we experience the same endless love Christ experienced. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, in union, the world will know that the Father sent Jesus. That is one. Two, we experience the same unity that the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is enjoying. That is to say, in union, we are morphed into divine matrix, fully connected with it. Again, in union, we know exactly, accurately, what the Son of God knows concerning us. then believing exactly what the Son of God believes concerning us. That is it. In form, in union, our spirit, soul, bone and marrow, which is a body, becomes one. Our innermost being becomes the primary being of manifestation upon the face of all creation. Five, in union, we co-sit as one with Christ in his executive authority of God's Father. That means in union, the peripheralia, the effect, the experiences that is associated with the throne of the King of Glory find expression in and through us. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, and again, it's in union, you see my full glory. That means in union, we see the full glory. And anything we see, we become. Anything we see, we become. Praise the Lord. Anything we see, we do what? We become. Again, in union, we know him. We know and understand all things about Christ in union. Again, in union, the Father, the Word, the Spirit is make more real to us. More real to us. Again, in union, we experience the same endless love that Jesus experienced. If you read Songs of Solomon 8 verse 6, the Bible says that the flaming fire, that the love of God born functions or is like a flame of fire, that it burns exceedingly. Praise Master Jesus. He said the same endless love that Christ experienced in union is the endless love we experience. Everything I just said now will not make sense to you or will never experience in your life. You're yet to say, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. But before I pray for you, say after me, I am transformed as I embrace the glorious Christ within as my new life, living in union with him. The more we pray the prayer, the more everything that Jesus is fine, is fully expressed within through us. You have to say, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and my Savior. See, if Jesus is yet to be electrified within your being, say after me, pray with me. Say, I'm not in the have you the money? Listen now, Kunye. That Jesus be an within man, not be an him. No wrong in him. No sin on Kunye in him. Ladies and gentlemen, good day, long was only one. No years of time. Nana Matamun do a baby. The same prayer in English. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart. You came in the flesh. You came in my name. You died. You are raised in my name. So, Lord Jesus, I confess your Lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. That this day I receive eternal life into my heart. I have dedicated the throne of my heart to you, Lord, forever and ever. Amen. Praise Master Jesus.